You know, it's a funny thing about Julius Caesar. It's a great play for actors, but one that can be a quagmire for directors as they struggle to make this play about the cruel men of Rome work. First done about 1599, Caesar is a story wherein Shakespeare can't quite make up his mind about who's boss, who's the guy in charge as the main character. Is it Brutus, the man of good intentions with poor follow-through? Is it Cassius, the guy with lots of bark but not all that much bite? And how about Mark Antony of Friends Romans Countrymen fame? Surely it can't be that pumped-up, pompous big shot Caesar himself. Later, the Bard's great tragedies featured singular men, Hamlet, Othello, King Lear, and Macbeth, a power lineup indeed. But at Trinity Rep, director Tyler Dabrowski has come through with a vibrant, chilling, powerhouse Julius Caesar. It's a production that crackles and bursts across Shakespeare's slippery ground, filled with fervor and drive, fearsome push, fearsome mistakes, one that warns us that 2015 isn't much different than 1599 when you think about it, and you will. Surely the acting is vibrant. Stephen Thorne gives us a Brutus, both an intellectual giant and a decent man who does all the right thinking, but with too many wrong deeds. Brian McElhaney turns Cassius into a man filled with fire, bursting with anger, who, finally, displays decency too. Joe Wilson Jr. is a marvelously driven Mark Antony, while Fred Sullivan Jr. brings a goofy, funny, and mighty troubled Casca. Others, Morrow Hantman as Octavius, the eventual winner, along with Rachel Warren, Barbara Meek, Richard Donnelly, are all crackling good, driven and defeated as they are. And yes, there is that much talked of gender reversal with an occluded Anne Scurria as Caesar himself. It's another strong point of this production in that women play men's roles and the story never misses a beat. There's a wondrous setting by the always graphic Michael McGarty. A huge wall of seeming metal and brick sometimes slides away to show us a bit of a dark and scary background. John Ambrosoni's lighting runs from black fear to glaring spotlights and is a little story all in itself. And then there's the music. Four players, two violins, a viola, and the cello lend the production a striking input of liveliness and doom, seated as they are, above all the action. This Julius Caesar, a very male play, has been given some female input and never lost a beat. It's contemporary in the best sense, too. You'll leave the theater thinking about the suicidal imprint of war, of the drive of men and women who reach for political greatness at, perhaps, any cost. Mr. Shakespeare may not be quite at his best here, but Trinity Rep has done Julius Caesar with power and sensitivity, drive and humanness, in a production that rings the sound of truth.